This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 13, 2026. African angel investors are now prioritizing agritech, which is a significant shift in focus, and for good reason. Agriculture is a critical sector on the continent. This attention to agritech could lead to more investment in digital solutions for farmers, improving efficiency and yields. But our read at Tech Cocoon is that infrastructure remains a major hurdle. Reliable power, water, and logistics are essential for any agritech play, so investors should be looking for startups that have a clear plan for addressing these physical challenges. What does this mean for the future of Africa's agritech sector? And will we see a surge in investment in rural infrastructure to support these new technologies? The Africa Forward Summit in Nairobi highlighted the importance of AI, infrastructure, and capital in Africa's next investment partnerships. It's no surprise that AI is a key focus area, given its potential to drive growth and innovation. But as we've argued before, AI in Africa is a deployment economic story, not a frontier research story. The real question is how these AI solutions will be deployed and scaled, and what infrastructure is needed to support them. For builders and investors, this means focusing on the practicalities of deployment, such as data quality, connectivity, and regulatory frameworks. As we consider the potential of AI in Africa, we have to ask, which African AI products will survive the next 10x drop in frontier model pricing, and which were just temporary wrappers on expensive inference? Cameroon's Bleagly won a $1 million prize for its AI-powered waste recycling solution, which is a great example of how African climate tech founders are using AI and automation to solve real-world problems. This is exactly the kind of practical application of AI that we think has the most potential for impact. And it's a great illustration of how our standing question, what does the AI replace and what did that cost before, can be answered in a way that creates real value. For operators and investors, this means looking for startups that are using AI to solve specific, high-impact problems and evaluating their solutions based on the cost savings and efficiency gains they can deliver. Yesterday, we talked about Africa's clean energy push becoming an industrial strategy. Bleagly's win is a great example of how this is playing out in practice, with African companies using technology to drive innovation and growth in critical sectors. Microsoft's stalled Kenya data center shows why Africa's AI and cloud ambitions depend on power capacity, anchor demand, and realistic public-private financing. This is a classic example of how physical reality wins out over digital ambition. And it's a reminder that our core position, every digital ambition on the continent resolves to a physical question, is still the right way to think about these issues. For investors and builders, this means focusing on the hard infrastructure maths and making sure that any data center or cloud project has a clear plan for addressing power and connectivity challenges. As we consider the future of Africa's data center market, we have to ask, which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid? And does that turn compute operators into de facto power companies? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaeza.